Well, the world's best and most authoritative climate science is currently being distilled for the fifth assessment report of the UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC. The report, the first since the controversial 2007 report, is due for public release in September next year. But one leading US climate scientist who's been heavily involved in the process for almost 20 years says he fears the new report will be, excuse the pun, dry, bland and overly cautious. Dr. Kevin Trembeth is a distinguished senior scientist at the National Centre for Atmospheric Research in Boulder, Colorado. He's in Australia this week. Joins us this morning. Good morning. Welcome again to RN Breakfast.
Good morning. It's a bit rough weather-wise out there.
It is. It's wet around the country by the look of it. Perhaps in Perth, the rain might be holding off, but not elsewhere. Now, you've been a lead author of the 95, 2001 and 2007 IPCC scientific assessment reports. What are your concerns about the sixth report, which I understand is in draft form, although Australia does have a copy?
Yes, well, for the working group one, the second version is out for review right now, and so it's in the process. I mean, one of the nice things about the IPCC process is that it's extraordinarily thorough. It has tremendous integrity. There's a very thorough review process, but it's also ponderous, which means it's not the latest and greatest. But what is stated is certainly the state of the art with regard to understanding of the state of the science. The problem these days, especially with climate variability and also with climate change now well established underway, that a report every 6 years really doesn't serve us very well. Because there are changes going on every year that matter. And so some aspects of the report, I think, ought to be done more what we might call operationally or routinely every year, for instance, rather than every 6 years. And the nature of the reports probably should evolve so that it focuses more on special topics that are of need of attention in the science.
What's the report say? Things are getting worse, things are getting better, or staying the same?
Well, it's a modest extension of the previous report. It still says that humans are causing climate change. Global warming is unequivocal, was the statement that was made in the last report. And then it goes into all of the details as to what's been happening and the extent to which these things can be attributed to human activities. A lot of those statements are, I find, very, very cautious. And, you know, the newest versions of models are being exercised to say what they think might happen in the future under certain kinds of scenarios.
And, in fact, that caution in the past has led to, climate skeptics have attacked the previous report, saying they got some things wrong, minor things perhaps, but they also got something spectacularly wrong, didn't they, by underestimating things, for example, the collapse of the Arctic sea ice.
That's the most spectacular example, yes. They're very conservative in that regard, and it relates to probably inadequate attention to the evaluation of the factors that are involved. If the model starts off from having Arctic sea ice much too thick, then its sensitivity to changes is very small. And so you've got to have the right amount of Arctic sea ice in the first place. And simply subtracting the future state from the model, from the past state, doesn't take into account how well the model is actually simulating the Arctic ice in the first place. So that's the kind of error that's occurring here.
Hmm. Let's talk about weather, because we opened up our conversation about that. One of the things about climate change, of course, is that everyone attributes everything to climate change, at least in terms of the weather, and there's a confusion of concepts going on here, I suspect, but you've become increasingly vocal in public, drawing a direct link between global warming and extreme weather events in both the north and southern hemispheres. What's your evidence for this, and what's your concern about it?
Well, the first thing is, how do you experience a climate change? Even with a real climate change that we know exists, a lot of the time, most of the time, the weather looks just like it did in the past. One way of interpreting it is that maybe the seasons get advanced by a few days or something like that, a week, so that it's a little bit warmer earlier in the year. That would be one way to interpret some of these things. But of course, when you get to the peak of summer, there's no way to advance any further, and then you are really in a new realm where you're breaking records. And so the main way that climate change is actually perceived is when you are breaking records, and that's the sort of thing we've seen around the world, especially in the last 3 or 4 years. And so that's the evidence. And also, those extremes, of course, are the ones that cause the most damage, that cause a tremendous amount of economic losses of different kinds and hardship. And so they really matter. And we're seeing a lot more evidence of that.
You say climate's a dirty word in America now, at least politically. What's going on in the context of the current presidential race?
As you may have know if you followed it, all of the slate of the Republican candidates were basically in denial of climate change. That's certainly not the case with President Obama and the administration, but they've been hamstrung in the U.S. by the Congress, and in particular in the House, which there was this group of, I think, over 50 so-called Tea Party members that also seem to be largely in denial of climate change. And, you know, it's fine to be skeptical about aspects of climate change, but when you deny basic facts that are going on, then I think that's a real problem. And so, you know, denial of fundamental science has become a problem in the United States.
Yeah, I know. It's a debate which has many twists and turns, indeed, as the weather. Let's enjoy and look out for some sunny days ahead. Good to talk with you.
All right, thank you. Good morning.
Dr. Kevin Trenberth, the Distinguished Senior Scientist at the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Boulder, Colorado. He's in Australia at the moment to deliver a public lecture next Tuesday in Sydney on extreme weather and its links to climate change. We'll put the details on our website.